Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
One of the most beloved boys of baseball has died. Johnny Pesky, the Boston Red Sox unofficial goodwill ambassador, passed away yesterday at a hospice in Danvers. He was 92 years old. His real name was John Michael Pavaskovich. He joined the Red Sox in 1940 as a free agent, and he stayed with the team for more than 60 years. Here he is talking with WBUR's Robin Young in 2003.
Our ultimate job, Robin, in baseball lingo, we had to get on base. We had a lot of fun playing it, too. We'd laugh at one another and say, well, you do this, you do that. But we went through the whole process like it was a stage play.
WBUR sports commentator Bill Littlefield spoke with Johnny Pesky many times over the years, and Bill joins us this morning to help remember him. Good morning.
Good morning, Deb.
Well, Pesky spent more time off the field for the Red Sox, coach, manager, broadcaster, instructor. But remind us first about his playing career.
Well, as you say, he was the ultimate utility player. He did everything that anybody ever asked him to do for the Red Sox. But he hit .307 lifetime. He played for 10 seasons. There are those who say that if his career hadn't been interrupted by the Second World War, in which he served, he might very well be a Hall of Fame candidate.
Hmm. Now, he was also known as a great storyteller.
Oh, he was one of the best, no question about it. My favorite time being around the Red Sox was during the period in the 80s when Joe Morgan was in the dugout and Johnny Pesky was in the dugout. Morgan had been brought up from Pawtucket, where he'd been managing. And John McNamara was the manager and had no particular use for either Morgan or Pesky. And they would sit at the end of the dugout and tell stories 2-3 hours before the game. And I would go and sit at their knees and just soak it up. It was wonderful fun.
What's one of the memorable stories for you?
You know, one of the things that they used to do that was really fun, they'd play this game where one of them would be thinking of a player, the more obscure, the better. And he would challenge the other one. He would say, well, he was left-handed, played a little bit for the Senators, went to college for a year, I think. And then the other guy was supposed to think of who it was. And they would go on for hours. And I can't retell the stories because they were too blue to tell. The language would not be appropriate. But, oh, my goodness, it was fun. Some of them were about baseball and some of them weren't.
Now, was it that passion, do you think, or what was it that made him become, you know, such a beloved figure, Fenway?
There were a lot of things. Johnny had a lot of personality. He had a great smile. If you ever were around him in spring training when the Red Sox were in Florida, he was the most shameless flirt that you ever would see. He would stand by the railing on the field and the women would come down and he would tell them how pretty they were and how nice their dresses were and all the rest. He was a delightful presence besides being a great storyteller. I never saw him down. Every time I had an opportunity to talk to him, I walked away with a big smile on my face. And he just was a great person to be around, and the Red Sox were blessed in having him be part of the organization for such a long time.
Now, do you think that Johnny Pesky is almost symbolic of a different time in baseball? You know, could somebody like that become a figure in baseball today, or is that too nostalgic?
If it could happen, a team would be so fortunate to have it happen. I don't know. One of John's strengths was that he could adjust. You never heard him say anything about the good old days. He was very happy with the players that the Red Sox had who were 50 years younger than he was or 60 years younger than he was. He was extremely loyal to the players. If he thought that a player should get another year, he would say it. You know, Jim Rice, I remember when Jim Rice's career was finally winding down and everybody else was saying, oh, my goodness, he really can't do it anymore. And Pesky was saying, well, I ought to give him another year. He's done a lot for the organization. He was that kind of a guy. And those sorts of feelings don't ever get old. They're eternal.
All right. Well, Bill Littlefield, thanks for being with us this morning to remember Johnny Pesky.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Johnny Pesky died yesterday at the age of 92. Bill Littlefield comments on sports for WBUR and hosts Only a Game each Saturday at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m.